Sukanya Samriddhi Account, A Bright Future for Girls. In 2014, the Indian government introduced the Sukanya Samriddhi Account as a means to encourage long-term savings for the welfare and education of girl children. This savings scheme was established under the Government Savings Banks Act, 1873, with the aim of providing financial security and support to young girls. In this blog post, we will explain the key features of the Sukanya Samriddhi account and provide you with easy steps on how to open one. Understanding Sukanya Samriddhi account. The Sukanya Samriddhi account is a savings scheme specifically designed for the benefit of girl children. Here are some important points to know about this account. 1. Account opening. A natural or legal guardian can open this account in the name of a girl child from the time of her birth until she reaches the age of 10. However, girls up to 1 year older than the account's establishment date can also be eligible. Each depositor can open and manage only one account for a girl child. The guardian needs to provide the girl's birth certificate during the account's opening. Other identity and residence proof documents are also required. Though, deposits. An initial deposit of 1,000 rupees is required to open the account. Subsequent deposits can be made in multiples of Rs. 100, with a minimum annual deposit of 1,000 rupees and a maximum limit of 1.5 lakh rupees in a financial year. Deposits can be made for up to 14 years from the account's opening. If the minimum annual deposit is not met, the account can be regularized by paying a penalty of 50 rupees. 3. Interest. The government announces the interest rate annually and ITIs compounded yearly. Account holders can choose to receive monthly interest, which is calculated on the account balance in thousands, while the remaining fraction continues to earn interest. 4. Account operation. The guardian can operate the account until the girl child reaches 10 years of age. After that, the girl herself can manage the account. Deposits can be made by the guardian or any other person or authority. 5. Premature closure. In case of the account holder's unfortunate demise, the account can be closed with the presentation of a death certificate, and the remaining balance with accrued interest will be paid to the guardian. Premature closure may be allowed for extreme compassionate reasons with approval from the central government. 6. Passbook. A passbook is issued when the account is opened, containing details such as the girl's date of birth, account number, and deposited amount. This passbook must be presented during transactions and at account maturity. 7. Account transfer. The account can be transferred to another location in India if the girl child shifts residence. 8. Withdrawal. Withdrawals are permitted for the girl child's higher education and marriage expenses, limited to 50% of the account balance at the end of the preceding financial year. Withdrawals.